Running back Wendell Smallwood earned a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles for their 2017 championship season. But the Delaware native is now headed to federal prison for ripping off the government during the COVID-19 pandemic. WHYY's Chris Barish was in court today for his sentencing and has the details.
Smallwood pleaded guilty to orchestrating three criminal schemes from 2020 through 2023. He'd been cut by the Eagles before the crimes began, but was still in the NFL. Smallwood submitted false applications for himself and others to two programs designed to help businesses and their employees financially survive the COVID crisis. One was the Paycheck Protection Program, and the other was the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Initiative. He also fleeced the Internal Revenue Service by filing bogus tax returns for people who didn't even work. All told, Smallwood swindled the feds out of $645,000. He was sentenced to 18 months behind bars and ordered to repay the money. Smallwood was contrite before sentencing in Wilmington, telling federal judge Richard Andrews he let down his family and fans and had no one to blame but himself. Prosecutor Jennifer Welsh said Smallwood earned $3 million during his 6 years in the NFL and was motivated by greed.
Mr. Smallwood made some bad choices, and now he's going to face consequences for them. Stealing from the taxpayers has to be taken really seriously.
Defense attorney Mark Shepard said he's grateful Smallwood got less time than the 33 to 41 months recommended in federal sentencing guidelines.
Wendell's accepted full responsibility. He's going to serve his sentence, and he's going to go back and give back to the community, which is what he's always done. I'm proud of him.
Before playing in the NFL, Smallwood wowed football fans at Delaware's Red Lion Christian Academy and at West Virginia University. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.